Okay, the first one this afternoon is going to be Jale Zhu. Did I pronounce that correct? Close? Okay. All right.
Where's the pointer? Never mind. I just use the mouse.
Oh.
Hello, everybody. My name is Jale Shi. I'm a doctoral student from UC Davis, and I did my master's degree in Texas A&M by working with Dr. David Staley. And on a project which is mainly about development of chromosome segment substitution lines. And with the proceeding of that project, I realized that knowing the transmission rate of alien alleles from alien species might be very helpful to improve the efficiency of the development of my target lines. So I did some research on transmission rates, and here's my topic. Transmission rates of Gossypium mustelinum, Gossypium tomentosum SNP markers in early generation bat crosses to cotton, Gossypium hirsutum. So as we know, cotton is one of the most important plants worldwide. People plant it for its lint and oilseed. But nowadays, faced with the diminishing resources, how to make genetic improvement of cotton species is an important issue in dealing with the cotton economic yield as well as its agricultural sustainability. Genetic gain requires genetic diversity, which often occurs in wild species germplasm. However, wild species germplasm is relatively difficult to integrate and use effectively. And there are various impediments that holding our desirable gene combination from being formed in just one single line. So one way to get rid of these impediments is to get an insight into the transmission rates of alien germplasms when they are integrated from wild species into domesticated species. So we define the transmission rate as the probability of an alien allele transmitted from the current generation to the next generation. And we calculated the rate as by following this formula, which is equal to the number of individuals with alien alleles on that locus divided by effective population. And we define effective population as a population derived from parents with alien alleles on that locus. So for example, for one locus, we have five plants in the first generation, and two out of them have alien alleles on that locus, and five progenies from each plants were collected to compose the second generation. So in this case, the effective population consists of the progenies only from the first two parental plants. And we assume that if there are the first plant and the second plant have three and four progenies that having the alien alleles on that locus, then in this case we calculate the transmission rate as 7 divided by 10, which is equal to 0.7. So this is just a very brief example to illustrate how we calculate the transmission rate. So the system that controls the transmission can be extremely complicated. Many factors, either endogenous or exogenous, can be the potential contributors to the variation of the rate. So the objectives of our project is to review the transmission rates for SNP markers located in alien DNA segments and the real factors causing the variation of transmission rate in breeding situations and the way they affect. So the breeding situation, the item here is defined as the combinations of environments, back cross generations, and direction of cross. And we use the individual plants in early back cross generations as our experimental lines. And we use the Gossypium hirsutum as the recurrent parent in our back cross breeding program. Two wild species, Gossypium mustelinum and Gossypium tomentosum, were used as a donor parent. And we did crosses both in field and greenhouse. And we do the genotype by using the CASPR technology. So in total, 12 populations were developed, 6 for each of the two wild species. And we designated the population by showing the generational back cross, the cross direction, and the cross location as a combination, which is, was referred to as the breeding situation, as I mentioned before. At the meantime, we did some mark development and for our six type chromosomes, and finally we developed 67 SNP markers, and based on the BC1F1 population and their segregation ratio, we constructed two sets of linkage groups for each of the two wild species. So we got seven linkage groups for Gossypium muscellinum and eight linkage groups for Gossypium tomentosum. And based on the genotypic data of the above mentioned 12 backcross populations, we observed some features of transmission rates in those SNP markers. And for some SNP markers, they were transmitted at 100% rate under some certain breeding situations, while for some other SNP markers, they were missing in advanced backcross populations. So we also find some SNP markers with extremely distorted transmission rate within a same linkage group. Like for example, for this one, this marker has a significantly higher transmission rate compared to its two linkage markers. And the overall transmission rate of a linkage group were also observed, and for some certain linkage group were also observed significantly lower under a specific breeding situation. Like for example, this linkage group and under this breeding situation and this linkage group under this breeding situation were transmitted at a significantly lower rate than under other breeding situations. And we also find that for some markers, the transmission rates can be changed due to the alteration of the cross direction and the alteration of the location for crossing. So in order to decide whether the above mentioned distance occurred just for those individual markers, or there are some factors online that affecting the transmission rate for all of the markers, we developed a general linear model in which we combine the effect of the generation and the effect of cross direction and the effect of the location for crossing together based on the assumption that there's no interactions among all of these three factors. And for each of these three factors, they have several levels. Like for effect of generation, I have three levels. The first generation of backcross, the second one, and the third one. And for the effect of cross direction, I also have two levels within each species, the reciprocal crosses. And for the effect of location, as I mentioned, we did crosses both in the field and the greenhouse. So here is a analysis of the model, the result of the model analysis. So first of all, the alien allele from Gossypium tomentosum was transmitted at a significantly higher rate compared to that from Gossypium muscellinum, indicating that there's a closer relationship of Gossypium tomentosum with Hirsutum than Gossypium muscellinum. And secondly, we find that the effect of generation is also significant on the transmission rate. For Gossypium muscellinum, we find that the transmission rate decreased with advancement of the backcross generation. But for tomentosum, there's something different. We find that for the second generation after backcrossing, it has the lowest transmission rate for those alien alleles. And these differences can be mainly accounted for by the changes in the heterozygous level of the Gossypium hirsutum genetic background involving some epistatic interactions. And we also find that the alterations in and the locations for crossing is affecting the transmission rate as well. For both of the two Dunar species, we find that the transmission rate of the alien alleles are significantly higher under the agricultural field environment than under the greenhouse environment. So considering some documented cases where the pollen fitness and the recombination rate are dependent upon some environmental conditions like humidity, temperature, and day lengths, it is possible to say that the agricultural field is providing some more desirable environmental conditions that favor the transmission of the alien alleles. So at last, we also find that the transmission rate can be changed just by changing the cross direction. And again, for both of the two Dunar species, we find that the alien alleles are more likely to be inherited through the female gametes than the male gametes. So like here, I use H as our to designate the hirsutum and the M as our Mustelinum as a Dunar alien species. So by writing the cross direction in this way, I'm telling you that we use the hirsutum as the female parent and the Mustelinum as the male parent. So for this one, we use the Mustelinum as the female parent and the hirsutum as the male parent. So the same thing for this, for Tomtosum. So this difference is caused by the alteration of the cross direction is mainly due to the fact that the male gamete often undergo more selection pressure than the female gamete during the process of reproduction. And you can see that for Gossypium tomtosum, the difference is statistically significant. This is mainly due to the pollen with reduced. This is caused by the pollen with reduced fitness due to the integration of alien germplasm from Gossypium tomtosum, and that were eliminated during the process of reproduction and failed to contribute alien alleles into the next generation as a result. So here's my conclusion is that after validation and localization, 67 SNP markers were developed for our 6 target chromosomes, and 2 sets of linkage groups of those developed markers were constructed based on the segregation ratio in the BC1F1 populations for each Dunar species. The average transmission rate of germplasm from Gossypium tomtosum was similar to but higher than Gossypium mustelinum, indicating a closer relationship of Gossypium tomtosum with Gossypium hirsutum. And several marks exhibited strongly distorted transmission relative to other loci of the respective linkage groups in specific populations. Several loci exhibited significant differences due to cross-direction, cross-location. And based on the multiple comparisons and the general linear model for effects of breeding situations on transmission rates that revealed that generation and location significantly affected the transmission of Gossypium mustelinum germplasm, whereas cross-direction, location, and generation affected transmission of Gossypium tomtosum germplasm. So I'd like to thank Dr. David Staley for his supervision and guidance on my project. And I also thank some of our lab members for their helped me to understand my project better. And I should also thank the technicians in our lab for their taking up my experimental materials, as well as some useful suggestions in planting and management. So I'm now open for any questions.
We've got time for one or two quick questions.
In your studies, have you found these similar phenomena in other species or in other studies in cotton?
You mean what kind of similar things?
That you don't get exactly the transmission. alleles in the theoretically what you would
But
that deviate from the theory, correct?
No, I didn't find any similar scenarios in some other species. Mm-hmm. I just focused on the species I used in my experiment.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
So is permatosum supposed to be closer to upland carton than the basaliner?
Yes, I found some support from previous studies, some of them by using enzymes and some of them by using the SSR markers to construct the phylogenetic trees, and I found that the relationship for tomtosum is closer to pseudium than Masalinum.
Okay.
Yeah, and this also can be verified by, I might miss the point, and when I talked about the linkage groups, and the average distance of the linkage groups for the tomtosum is larger than Masalinum, so indicating there are more recombinations between tomtosum and the pseudium. So that might be another confirmation for this conclusion. Yes, sir.
Which do you think has the biggest effect on transmission rate, the genetic effect or environmental effect?
It's hard to tell. But I think it is more likely to say that there are some, I think it should tell them individual for individual SNP markers. So I think for some SNP markers, might be the genetic effect is dominating in dealing with the transmission rate, while for some other markers might be the environmental effects. Well, it is also possible that the interaction between the two might be the major factors to affect the transmission rate.
All right.
Yes, sir. Can I take one more?
Yep, be quick.
Okay. Do you see any relationship of this, the transmission, the markers? Are the markers transmitted less or in a certain population clustered in one location of the chromosome, or is it distributed across genome?
I didn't dig in out some features of the transmission rate related to the chromosomal location of the SNP markers, because due to the limitation of our mark development, they are not they are not in a good way to represent the whole genome. So if I try to relate the chromosomal location to the transmission rate, there will be some bias in my statistical analysis. So that's a good point. We will probably do that when we get a higher resolution of our linkage groups.
Okay.